The Church's Music from the 20th Century. The 17th Century. The 11th Century. The 8th Century. The 4th Century. The best of the Church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Tuesday afternoon, June the 25th. We're coming to you live. We spoke recently about a U.S. House bill that had to do with fetal pain limiting abortion to a certain period of gestation because the unborn child can feel pain. Now, that passed the U.S. House quite controversially, seems to be going nowhere past that. That is simply the measure of things when it comes to pro-life legislation at this current time at the federal level. But at the states, it's a different story. Of course, it's different state to state. My home state of Texas recently is working a bill banning late-term abortions and making other requirements of abortion clinics in that state. Joining us to talk about it, Elizabeth Graham, Director of Texas Right to Life. Elizabeth, welcome to Issues Etc.
Honored to be with you. Thank you, Todd.
At least in terms of the Texas House, it has finally passed fairly handily. What is the major obstacle for this bill banning late-term abortions in Texas?
The bill is Senate Bill 5, and there are four different parts to the bill. And the first part is, of course, the ban on abortions at 20 weeks based on the state's interest in protecting the lives of children who feel pain. Right now, we have a Democratic state senator very committed to abortion who is staging a filibuster. And that means she started talking at 11:20 this morning and will continue talking and will not yield the floor until midnight. And unless Republican leadership and pull some tricks or find some procedural way to stop her talking, regrettably, Senate Bill 5, which is a landmark piece of pro-life legislation for our state, if they don't find a way to stop her, the bill will die.
So there's a time limit. It has to reach Governor Perry's desk before midnight tonight?
The bill has to pass back out of the state Senate by midnight tonight, and he can sign the bill after that. But the special session, which was called an hour after the regular session finished, so we've been in special session for 30 days, and midnight tonight is the end of the special session, and that's according to the Constitution. So Governor Perry could call another special session. That's his call. No one knows. There are lots of predictions. But State Senator Wendy Davis, an abortion heroine, sadly a horrible title to earn and keep, is filibustering the passage of Senate Bill 5.
What if the filibuster were to be broken in some sense, what do the numbers look like in the Texas Senate to pass Senate Bill number 5?
Great question. There are 31 state senators. 19 of them are Republican. One of those senators is out today, which is understandable. And a Democrat senator is out due to a funeral. And so we're down to 29. But really, we only need 16 votes, which is a majority vote. So if we're down to 29, we just need a simple majority to pass the final version of Senate Bill 5. And Senator Davis knows this, and she knows the Republicans will vote for the final version of this bill, and she is filibustering. The bill has already passed out of the state Senate and the state House, and now the state Senate just has to do an up or down vote on the House version of the bill. So it's the final version, and they just have to concur with House actions, and that's what she is filibustering.
So in addition to what you mentioned before, that this bill would limit abortion past 20 weeks because the state is claiming an interest in protecting the unborn, what else would this bill do?
The bill would require that abortion clinics meet the same health and safety standards and requirements that ambulatory surgical centers have in place. These ambulatory surgical centers have certain rules about width of hallway, certain emergency equipment, certain infection rules, and other health and safety standards that they are required to meet. And so abortion clinics would be held to those same standards. The bill would also require that any doctor, any physician who commits abortion also have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of that abortion clinic, and that's another health and safety standard. Those are in response to the Gosnell scandal, and of course, we've uncovered that there's a doctor who does similar practices of abortion, of killing fully birthed newborns in Houston, and so the legislators wanted to address those issues. And then the fourth part of the bill is a bill that would require that the physician be involved in both, be present in both of the visits for the RU 486, which is a medical abortion, an abortion by a pill. And so there are some different tweaks to the RU 486 process, as well as these health and safety standards, and of course, as well as protecting the lives of babies who feel pain.
If Governor Perry were to call another special session, would that breathe new life in the prospects for this bill?
You know, that's completely up to him. Governor Perry has never shied away from a pro-life fight, nor has Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who presides over our state Senate. And Governor Perry has always welcomed any opportunity to champion the pro-life cause. He has helped in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, on top of the scenes. He has always been a great champion. I think he has a lot of different issues and variables that go into a decision of that import. And so while pundits and people in the Twitter sphere are pontificating and guessing, that decision comes down to him and his advisors and what he thinks is best for the state. Legislators are a little bit weary, but at the same time, this is a cause so important to Governor Perry and the majority of Texans that it would not be out of line or out of character for him to again prioritize protecting the sanctity of life.
Houston Representative Sylvester Turner has complained that the pro-life House in Texas have been rushing the process on this bill. What's your response?
Well, we know and love Representative Sylvester Turner, and he's a very bright man, a very passionate man, but sadly, he will not vote pro-life, and he is an abortion advocate. The bill has been filed since January. All these four different bills we talked about were filed as separate bills in January in our Texas legislature. And so Representative Turner and all legislators and the whole state of Texas have had since January to review and vet and give an opinion on all of these bills. And since none of them passed, which is another story, during the regular session, Governor Perry asked the pro-life community to come together and pick one, and the strategy came for an omnibus bill. And so Representative Turner is very upset that during the condensed time of a special session, which is only 30 days, that these bills have seen the light of day. And in the hearing in the House committee last week on which Representative Turner serves, so there's a House committee called the Committee on State Affairs, and Representative Sylvester Turner is a member of that committee. The committee hearing started, I believe, at 5:45 and went until 4 a.m. And there were hundreds of witnesses who were talking about issues unrelated to the bill, who were simply blathering about family planning and access to health care. There were hundreds of them, not talking about the substance of the bill, not talking about abortion, not talking about health and safety standards, but really talking about government-sponsored birth control. And the chair of the committee very graciously, very fairly said, it's late in the hour. We have hundreds of people here to testify. We're going to stop testimony because we've already been here 7.5 hours. If you have a new story that's just not a complaint, that's something new, if you have a new testimony, if you're an expert witness, if you have something new to add to this conversation, please come forward and we'll let you testify now. And so Representative Turner was upset that the hearing was curtailed, but you can't really call an 8-hour hearing curtailed. And so that was, the abortion advocates have tried to barbecue and criticize the chair of the hearing of the committee, but he was very fair and very gracious.
Two final questions for you. Texas is a big state, a rather populous state. Of course, Houston being one of the largest cities in the United States. What do Texans want when it comes to legislation like this? About a minute.
Terrific question. Well, if you look across the landscape of Texas, both U.S. Congress and our Texas Senate and our Texas House, a majority of those elected officials and all of our statewide elected officials are pro-life, and they also are Republican. And since the majority of Texans continue to elect people who represent their values, which are pro-life values, family values, conservative values, and values and policies that protect life, we are quite clear that the majority of Texans do want their conservative pro-life majorities and pro-life Republicans to enact measures that support the sanctity of life. We are not a blue state. We are a pro-life Republican state, excuse me. We are not trending the opposite way. And with 100 out of 150 state House members, we have 99 pro-lifers from both parties. In a Republican state Senate with 31 state senators, 19 are pro-life, and even we send the biggest pro-life delegation to U.S. Congress of any other state. And so clearly Texas is a pro-life state, and I think the abortion advocates know that, and they are desperate to keep this sacred ritual, the slaughter of the unborn, from having any restrictions.
Elizabeth Graham is director of Texas Right to Life. Elizabeth, thank you very much, and please keep up the good work.
Please keep us in your prayers until midnight. We really need to pass this bill, and it would be a tremendous victory for the kingdom and the cause for this bill to somehow pass before midnight.
We will post a link to Texas Right to Life at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. When we come back, the last 10 minutes of the program, we're going to spend talking about two same-sex marriage cases that have been before the U.S. Supreme Court. The court has heard the cases. It has made some decisions. We do not know what they are, but we will tomorrow, about 10 o'clock Eastern time. Before that, how could this come out? Sharif Girgis will join us, co-author of the new book, What is Marriage, Man and Woman, a Defense? Stay tuned.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+. Simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.